I'm Linda Nelson, and I was the chair of the search committee, and I didn't have to search very far. But as a chair of the search committee of Broadway Christian Church, I'm pleased to present Reverend Dr. Virgery Sanford for installation as our pastor. I now invite our regional pastor, Reverend Josh Patty, to lead us in the covenant that will bind us together. Reverend Patty?
Thank you, Linda. It's so good to be with you all today, bringing greetings from our sibling congregations, 115 of them, and 200 colleagues in ministry in Iowa, not Nebraska. We have colleagues there, but I have no responsibility for them. Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota. It is awful good to represent them to you in the flesh this day. It's good to represent you to them as I travel around our region and worship with our fine folks, our many congregations. And it's a special joy this day to celebrate the installation of your new pastor. One word before we start that, and that is, you'll see an insert in your bulletin. There are different parts where you'll get to we very much need you to participate in this litany of installation, so make sure you've got that insert. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Sovereign of the Church, and in the presence of God, we now enter into the covenant installation between Virgery Sanford, the Reverend Dr. Virgery Sanford, and Broadway Christian Church. To seal and bless the joining together of this one whom God has called to shepherd in the church, and this congregation whom God has called to be God's loving and faithful family, is a moment of sacred presence. The vows which I, as the regional pastor of ministers and churches in the Upper Midwest, shall call each of you to undertake in the presence of God, shall bind you into a covenant for life and ministry in this place and in this season. So I'd like to invite Virgery to please stand. Where would you like to? Do you want to stand in front of the table, right there? Where do you want to stand? Yeah. Do you acknowledge your baptismal vow that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God?
I do.
Do you reaffirm your ordination vow, through which you, of your own free will, took upon yourself the obligations, the responsibilities, and the disciplines of the office of an ordained minister of Jesus Christ, and through which you promised to serve the church in the name of God by loving its members, by caring for them, by nurturing them, by sustaining them, and by equipping them for the service of God?
I do.
Thank you.
Go ahead and stay here.
No, stay here. If you're an elder, would you please stand as you're able?
Your responses are, I do. I'll give you your cue.
I don't think that's in your bulletin. Do you acknowledge the holy responsibilities of the office of elder for which you have been chosen to love and sustain this congregation whose spiritual welfare you have in your care? If so, please respond, I do.
I do.
Do you solemnly covenant together with this pastor to work in love and harmony as Christ has commanded, to oversee and encourage the spiritual growth of the congregation so that you may be the church as God intended? If so, please respond, I do.
I do.
I invite you to be seated. If you're a deacon or a diaconate, if you're able, would you please stand? Again, I'll give you your lines, I promise. So you acknowledge, I think that's a typo, do you acknowledge the holy responsibilities of the office of deacon for which you have been chosen to serve this congregation whose material affairs you have in your care? If so, please respond, I do. Do you solemnly covenant together with this pastor to work in common service for the good of the congregation so that the church might grow in ministry and witness? If so, please respond, I do. Thank you. Please be seated. I'd like to invite members of the church board to stand as you are able. Do you acknowledge the particular responsibilities of your office in this church? And do you reaffirm your love and devotion to this congregation whose life you serve? If so, please respond, I do.
I do.
Do you now solemnly covenant with this pastor to work with her in love and harmony as Christ has commanded, faithfully performing those duties assigned to you so that this congregation may grow in obedience to our Lord? If so, please respond, I do.
I do.
Thank you so much. Actually, stay standing. Members of the congregation, as you're able, would you please stand? Do you... And you should have your lines in the bulletin. Do you individually acknowledge your baptismal vow that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and your obligation to serve Christ as your sovereign and Savior? Do you solemnly covenant together with this pastor to work with her in love and harmony as commanded by our Lord to fulfill the mission that Christ has laid upon us in this congregation, in this community, and throughout the world?
I do.
Do you covenant to faithfully accomplish with this pastor those ministries that may be asked of you according to your gifts and your graces?
I do.
Let us share together in the litany of God's call.
It's also in the insert. We wait for your Spirit, O God.
Like Abraham and Sarah before us, we have accepted your call to journey into unknown territory.
We wait for your Spirit now to show us the way. Like Moses and Miriam before us, we've accepted your call to lead your children toward freedom. We wait for you, Spirit, now to show us the way.
Like Ruth and Jeremiah before us, we have accepted your call to risk.
Like Mary Magdalene and John the Baptist before us, we have accepted your call to hear witness to the God of life. We wait for your Spirit to lead us in word and action.
Like Paul and Priscilla before us, we have accepted your call to establish your church in this place. We wait for your Spirit to enable our ministry.
Guiding, empowering Spirit, we wait upon your silent breath that gives life to your faith, that makes us active our love and emboldens our commitment, and that gives direction to our work.
We wait with longing, Spirit of God, come quickly to be with us.
Amen.
Congregation, please be seated. Pastor Sanford, do you now declare that it is your desire to serve Broadway Christian Church as its pastor in love and faithfulness to God?
I do.
Do you therefore covenant together with this people of God to be a good shepherd by loving them, teaching them, nurturing them, sustaining them, and equipping them so that by God's strength and grace, you and this congregation may faithfully accomplish God's mission for the salvation of all persons to the glory of God and not our own?
I do.
Amen. Let us join together in the prayer of consecration. O most virtuous Spirit, may we be enjoined together this day in living out a shared ministry which emulates the life and witness of Christ Jesus. May we covenant in holy bond to love each other, to agree to disagree, to restrain from speaking unkindly of others, and to avoid all forms of unfaithfulness. Bless our covenant as we minister together and seek to nurture harmony as pastor and congregation. May we witness your gifts in one another. May we grow together in joy and wisdom as we venture forth praising your Spirit. Amen. Because of the covenantal vows made and blessed, I, as regional minister of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ in the Upper West, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Sovereign of the Church, do hereby declare you, the Reverend Dr. Virgery Sanford, to be the pastor properly installed of Broadway Christian Church of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Amen and amen and amen. May God bless you. May God bless others through you. May God bless you and bless others through you. You know what we have done a darn good job of doing this morning? Not letting Virgery speak. And I don't know if you have a moment. I know we're going to come to the table, but the table's here. It's not going anywhere. Do you have a word for us this morning? Please.
I want to take this time to just thank everyone But I will start with Reverend Patty for coming down and helping us with this service. Second, I want to thank Miss Linda for sitting next to me at the table and saying, you know, we need a pastor. and just from what went from there, and just for all that she's done in my life. She's been a mentor for years. She was my sixth grade teacher, and so she's still teaching me to this day. So I thank God for her. I thank God for her. Next, I want to thank God for my family because we, like I said, we lost both of our parents within the last year and a half. And so that's been hard, but we've been able to stick together. And I just thank God that my mom put in us what she did. She instilled in us a love for him and a love for each other. And so I thank God for Jewel, Donna, Barbara, Erica, Michelle, Janice, Judy, Herschel for coming, my cousin, Alvin. I thank God for all of them, and especially my son, who is in the back. You don't get to see him very often. My son and my granddaughter, Cherish. So I just thank God for them. And then I just thank God for all of you who came out today to share with me. It really, you have no idea how much it touched my heart, because with losing my mom, I thought, well, she had all the people came for her, you know. And so, but I just thank God that you all thought enough of me to come and share this morning with me. I am so, so blessed, and I am looking forward to working here with the members and the elders. I thank God for all of the elders and the board, everyone here at Broadway Christian. I thank God for you all for bringing me in, and I just look forward to where we're going from here. So I thank God again. He is an awesome God. I love him. He is the head of my life. He is the love of my life, and I just thank God for it. So I thank you all. I thank you all so much.
Amen. Thank you very much.